Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Preparations, they're nearly finalised, and in less than 48 hours under Michelangelo's frescoes in the Sistine Chapel, cardinals will begin the conclave, the process by which a new pope will be selected to lead the Catholic Church. But in recent days, two of the front runners in that contest, they've faced criticism for their track record of dealing with allegations of child sex abuse by priests. I'm joined from Rome now by Anne Barrett-Doyle, co-director of Bishop Accountability, a global organisation which researches clerical sexual abuse. Anne, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening. And your organisation has been critical of the Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin and the Filipino Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle. You have concerns about either of those becoming Pope. Can you talk us through your research, please?
Yes, thanks for having me, Barry. We are concerned because both men, who are said to be the front runners to be Pope, have a record of not disclosing information about abuse. They're very different people. Cardinal Parolin's job, literally, as Secretary of State, he has fielded all requests for information from civil authorities about child sex crimes by Catholic clergy from all over the world. Time after time, he has refused these requests. For instance, when the Australia government was doing its inquiry into the Catholic Church, the Australian Royal Commission, they asked the Vatican for information about Australian clerics who had abused and raped Australian children. And they ultimately counted, the Australians did, 1,100 clerics who had offended. The Holy See gave them files on exactly two clerics. The person responsible for this decision, at least in great part, is Cardinal Parolin. I think it can be fairly said that no church official in the Vatican or in the world has played as pivotal a role in withholding information about sex crimes from civil authorities as Cardinal Parolin. With Cardinal Tagle, it's very different. He's seems to be a very empathetic man. But he talks about the Asian approach, the fact that there is a preference for handling these things in private and not settling these problems in the media or in the courts. We recently went to the Philippines to launch a database of accused Philippine clergy, and what we found was so discouraging. It's a country where victims have been so suppressed that with more than 100 million people there, only one victim has ever come forward by name, and there's no reports of any cleric ever being convicted for sex crimes in the Philippines.
On the Philippines, and the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines has defended Cardinal Tagle, saying he has a track record of acting decisively to help sex abuse victims. And you yourself, am I right in saying you've met him and you speak positively about him as an individual? Would that not outweigh your concerns?
No. It does not outweigh my concerns, because anyone who says that this must be resolved privately, who talks about the wounds of the perpetrator as well as the victim, I have concerns about that. Privacy and secrecy benefit perpetrators. Also, the Catholic Bishops' Conference really didn't say he's acted decisively, to my knowledge. They did say he was involved with coming up with some abuse guidelines in 2003, and then they said he really wasn't responsible for anything happening there now because he's now a Vatican official. The next pope really has to be a change maker, a determined champion for children, and nothing we have found in Cardinal Tagle's record suggests he could be that person. We have no evidence that as bishop that he ever removed an abuser, punished a complicit bystander, or deterred other clergy from molesting kids. We need a fighter for children, and he doesn't strike me as that kind of person, and there's no evidence that he has been in the past.
Now, the AFP news agency, it put the accusations made against both Cardinal Tagle and Cardinal Parolin to the Vatican, but a spokesperson declined to comment. But is it not the case, Anne, that any of the cardinals really are by definition deeply embedded in the church hierarchy, embedded within the Holy See, and in many ways insiders, which will lead to criticism of the direction that they might bring the church, that it's not just exclusively defined to Cardinals Tagle or Parolin?
That's right. It's not confined to them. We targeted them because we were concerned about their record, but we're not highly encouraged by any of the cardinals. I think there are some cardinals who've been more acculturated to disclosure and to zero tolerance than others. You know, in countries perhaps like Ireland, but I think also the United States and Australia and some of the European countries, where there's been tremendous scrutiny and public education, perhaps cardinals there would be more predisposed to doing the right thing. But you make a good point. We are not high on any of the cardinal electors. Perhaps some of the ones who are too old to vote would be better choices, like Cardinal O'Malley from Boston might be slightly better.
Okay, well, Anne Barrett-Doyle, co-director of Bishop Accountability, a global organisation which researches clerical sexual abuse. Thank you so much for joining us in Drive Time this evening. Back in a moment.